Please don't cry, Mom. Everything will be fine.
I just don't know what I've done wrong. Mehran turned out like that, and this one turned out like this.
What? You always end up pointing your finger at me.
We'll deal with you later. I don't want to upset your father anymore at the moment, but know that I'm watching you.
Oh, I know, Mom. I know. You're always watching me.
Those two are nothing but trouble.
Bye, Dad. I'll see you later.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Mom, please don't be so hard on yourself. Come on, let's go and sit in the living room with Dad and Mehdi. Come on.
What's going to happen now, Mehdi? What will they do to him?
I think he has to spend some time in jail.
Oh, dear God. Oh, dear Lord. For how long?
I don't know, Mom, but it's not a big crime, so hopefully he'll receive a mild punishment.
He eventually landed himself in trouble. Whenever I said anything, it would be in one ear and out the other.
I've talked to the supervisor at the bank. If they agree to withdraw their complaint, then a lot of our problems will be over.
What are you saying, dear? All banks think about is their own profit. Why would they take back their complaint?
Well, the bank's legal department have said that they will take back their complaint against me if they can find Mr. Mehmerian and get their money back from him, you see.
Mohsen, go and call him and see where he's gone off to. He's trying to avoid us. Instead of standing here and telling us what's happened, he makes a face and runs off.
Mom, please try to cut him some slack for a while. He's not in a good state right now. Don't say anything to him for a few days while we see what happens next.
I've told him over and over again that money doesn't bring you happiness, sweetheart. He was killing himself trying to get rich.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm not trying to say that it wasn't Mehran's fault, but that we're also to blame here. Didn't you ask yourself about whether he had a nice house or a fancy car or money so that you could go and propose for him?
Yes, and I'll say it again. But I didn't want him to get those things by forging signatures and bribing people. Making money like that isn't too hard.
Yes, but if Nazanin's father, Mr. Asli, or we hadn't communicated to Mehran that he needed to have a house and a fancy car in order to get married, then young people like him wouldn't resort to such extreme measures just to get wealthy.
Mehdi, you know that evening when we went to Mr. Usley's home, do you think they knew about this?
No, but their daughter knew.
So that's why she wouldn't come out of her room, yes? If they knew about it, why did they humiliate us like that by telling us to go there and propose?
I don't know, Mother. Maybe they changed their minds afterwards.
What's the point of thinking about these things, Mom? It's all in the past now.
I don't know where I went wrong. What is it that I did to deserve this? All my life, I've tried hard to earn clean money and not to hurt anybody. So why did my kid turn out like this? Why would he do this to me?
Dad, don't say something like that.
Mehran made a mistake, but maybe God stopped him in time because of the clean way you've lived your life.
We're all responsible for our own behavior. You shouldn't hold yourself responsible for our mistakes, Dad. Dad, both Mehran and I needed a shock like that to pull ourselves together.
Give me Mr. Fani's address.
What for?
I want to go and talk to him and convince him to withdraw his complaint.
Dad, you know there is no point in talking to that person. He's made all of these plans so he can get money from me. He won't back off until he gets his money.
Nothing is going to happen if I talk to him. It won't hurt, Mehdi.
Yes, it will hurt, Dad. But I don't even want to talk to that person ever. I am ashamed enough as it is because of all the mistakes that I have made. Please don't make me feel more embarrassed than this.
You mean I should just sit here and watch both of you go to jail?
Father, we'll go to jail if we have to. You'll only make it worse for yourself and make us feel worse if you get too involved.
Who is it? It's some guy who wants to see Miran. He says his name is Siavash.
Tell him to get lost. He's done everything he wanted to do. What else does he want from Miran?
His mother is probably saying the same things about Miran right now.
Well, she shouldn't. It's all that guy's fault. He's the one who told Miran to take the deed and forge Mehdi's signature. I'll go and tell him off myself.
Wait, Mom. You're right. But what's the point of saying these things now? Let me go downstairs and find out why he's come here.
Mehdi will be with you in a moment. Try to stay calm, Mom.
Hello, Mehdi.
Hello.
I'm really sorry about what happened, Mehdi. That guy tricked us. There was no way in the world that I would have thought it would end like this.
Have you heard from Miran?
No. How come?
My parents just found out what happened, and Miran was upset when he left the house. We kept calling, but he won't answer our calls. Please call him yourself, please.
I've been calling him too, but he won't answer. I've actually got some really important news to tell him. I wanted to tell him that Mr. Mamarian's been arrested.
But where and how?
Well, I'm not too sure about the details, but they called me from the police station and told me that someone else who had filed a complaint against Mamarian had caught him.
Well, thank God for that.
Mehdi, will you please forgive me? I was the one who kept telling Miran to get the deed from you.
It doesn't matter, it's in the past now. And if you happen to see Miran, please tell him to stop acting childish and come home. My parents are worried.
Sure thing, don't worry.
Thank you.
I'll be sure to give you a call when I find him.
Okay.
Take care.
Goodbye. Bye.
Who was it?
No one.
It was Miran, wasn't it?
Leave me alone, Beta.
He's got some nerve, you know. Why does he keep calling? Why won't he leave you alone?
He'll give up eventually. I mean, he'll have no choice but to give up. Oh, come on.
I can see that. Come on, let me answer it.
There's no need for that.
Don't feel sorry for him. Let me tell him off so he stops calling you.
The best thing to do is to ignore him. There. Let's go. Hurry up, we're running late.
Okay. You know best.
Hello?
Hi, why don't you answer your phone?
I'm not in the mood for anything, Sia. Tell me what you want.
I called to give you some news which will put you on cloud nine. They've arrested Mr. Mamarian.
Are you for real?
Yes, they've caught him. He's in the police station now. I wanted to tell you we should go there together.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank goodness.
The The tide has turned. He won't be getting away with that easily now. He had 10 other people suing him. Can you believe it? He's dead meat, Miran. Who are you calling? You're calling Nazanin, right?
She won't answer my phone calls.
It doesn't matter. Stop pestering her. She'll answer eventually. She's a bit angry at the moment.
I know. She wants to forget about everything. Whatever I do, it makes her move away from me even more, you know. Yesterday I could tell from the look on her face that she wasn't prepared to change her mind.
Where are you going now?
I'm gonna take you home.
You'll go home after dropping me off, won't you?
I don't know, Sia. I don't feel well at all.
I swear to God, everything will be fine. Our main problem was Mr. Mamarian, and they've arrested him.
If I'm not going to have Nazanin in my life, then nothing else will be important to me.
I didn't want to tell you. I thought that if I told you... Forget it. Forget it.
Has Ruzbeh proposed to her?
What are you talking about, Miran? And you say you know her? Yeah, she was waiting to break up with you so she could get engaged to him.
Come on, tell me. What happened, man?
Don't hate me for this, Miran. But I called her and told her that Miran might hurt Mohammad Reza and get himself in trouble. I told her to talk to you and get you off your high horse. At first she said it's got nothing to do with me and I don't care about him anymore. But the fact that she came to college means she cares a lot about you.
Why did you tell her?
What was I supposed to do? I was worried about you.
I wondered why she came to university on the day when she didn't have any classes.
Don't call her anymore for the time being. Wait some time until she calms down a bit, and then call her.
The wound on my nose didn't take this long to heal as the one in my eyelid.
Please don't talk.
Okay.
Is your vision blurry?
Not at all.
What about teary eyes?
No, it's the same as before.
And the person who gave you the injection, was he a specialist?
Yes.
So why did you say you didn't know when I asked you before?
All the other girls kept saying good things about her. How can she not be a specialist?
Place your head against the machine.
I think I've caught a cold. Whenever I used to catch a cold before, I'd have the same symptoms. I'd have pain under my eyelids.
Do you have pain under both eyelids or just the one you've had surgery on?
No, it's both eyes.
Okay. Please take a seat.
Are you finished?
Yes. You need to have a corneal topography. Bring it here once you get it done.
What's it for?
We need to find out whether or not her eye has been damaged.
You mean there's something wrong with her eye?
It's just to make sure. These examinations should have been carried out before your surgery, so your doctor could have the necessary information about the structure of your eye and the surrounding tissues.
But my doctor never asked for anything like that.
That's why I asked whether or not your doctor was a specialist. A specialist doctor knows what to do.
I wish these specialties never existed.
That's completely incorrect. Plastic surgeries are very useful for people who become disfigured in fires, accidents, or war. It's a specialty, like all other medical specialties. It can be very valuable when used for appropriate reasons. The problem starts when young people turn to plastic surgery when there is nothing wrong with their faces. That is always the problem.
Yes, every person knows whether or not their face is flawless, better than anyone else. Why would anyone have plastic surgery when they feel there's nothing wrong with their face?
These days, plastic surgery has turned into a fashion statement in our country. I don't mean to offend you, but following this trend blindly is a sort of disease, which far too many of our young people suffer from today.
But I think that fashion trends don't happen unless they're a good thing. I mean, they don't just happen for no reason.
I agree. Everything, including fashion trends, have a reason. Like, for example, some colleagues of mine who are plastic surgeons have too much of a business-like approach towards their profession, and that's one of the main reasons why plastic surgery has become so popular in
Iran.
Doctor,
please tell us if there's something wrong with my sister's eye.
Hopefully it's nothing to be worried about, but make sure you have the topography and bring it here so I can see it.
Sure. Please don't tell Dad that he keeps calling me.
Okay. As long as you don't tell him what the doctor said.
I'm also going to prescribe you an eye drop for the problem you're having in the mornings. Put 2 drops in every 6 hours in the eye which is closest to your wound.
Hello?
Mr. Faramond.
Yes, how can I help you?
Is that you, Mohsen?
Who is this?
It's Farhad Fani. Hello?
I'm listening.
Mr. Faramond, I went through a lot of trouble to get your number from one of the guys in the bazaar, just so I could have a word with you.
Is there anything left to talk about, considering the things you've done?
There is, Mohsen. There's a lot to talk about, as long as you're willing to listen.
I'm all ears. I'll only listen to the truth, not lies or baseless accusations. Do you hear?
Don't make a one-sided judgment, sir. I've got just as many things to tell you as your son. If you come to my office, I'll tell you everything. Hello?
Text me your address, please.
Okay, sure. You'll come now, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll be waiting.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
I thought you told me to come here so we could talk things through together.
That's what I'm doing, Mr. Faramond. Pay me compensation and I'll withdraw my complaint. Exactly what else do you want?
I'm well aware of everything, Mr. Fani. I know you weren't able to clear your checks. You told Mehdi to sell the workshop, so what you are asking for is called extortion, not compensation.
Your son used my money to pay off his debts. I then went and asked him to lend me some money so I can take care of some problems. But he turned to me and said, "What's it to me?" Mr. Faramond, Mehdi was the one who took advantage of me first. So I'm trying to get even now. Tell him to give me 200 million and get this thing over with.
I've spent my entire life telling my children to live the right way. I've told them they shouldn't be forced into anything, nor should they force anyone to do something. So if Mehdi gives in to your demands, everything I've taught him will mean nothing.
So you're going to stand around and watch your kid go to jail?
No. I'm not going to sit and watch. I'll do everything I can to get the truth out. Hopefully I'll succeed. Otherwise, if you happen to win, I'll leave it to God to punish you.
Mr. Faramond, you're an honorable man in the bazaar. Instead of leaving things to God, why don't you tell your son to give me the money so he doesn't humiliate you anymore?
I don't want to feel humiliated or lose my honor before the same God I'm asking for help.
Mohsen, if you set foot outside that door, I will not withdraw my complaint. I will go through with it until I send your son to prison.
Only God knows where this will end. Do you hear me, Mr. Fani?
Why aren't you eating anything?
I told you, I'm not hungry. You shouldn't have ordered for me. Hi, Dad.
Hey, son, where are you?
I'm at Siavash's place.
Come home already.
I can't come now, Dad. I'll come in a few days.
Why is that?
Wait until Mom calms down a bit. I'll come then.
Your mother has calmed down. Come back home.
Dad, I swear to God, I didn't want this to happen. I never even thought...
Forget all that.
We're hungry, son. We'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye.
Is he coming?
Yes. Thank you, darling. Akram, please don't say anything to him when he comes home.
How can I not say anything, Mohsen? We've got to give them advice so they don't do these things again.
Yes, giving advice is a good thing when you say it gently. The problem with you is that you don't give advice. You criticize and condemn, especially with a sharp tongue.
My tongue is sharp, and this is what happens. Imagine what would happen if I was gentle.
Akram, Mehran is not stupid. He's realized he's made a mistake. There's no need to give him advice.
He wouldn't have gotten himself into this mess if we weren't stupid.
Anyway, I don't want you to say anything to him when he comes home. I'll talk to him myself if I feel I have to.
Dinner's ready. Do you want to wait for him to come?
Yes, it'd be better if we eat together. Where's Menouche?
She's in her room.
Why didn't she come out?
I don't know. If I say anything, you'll say I have a sharp tongue. So I better not say anything.
Can I come in?
Of course you can, sweetie.
Mehdi, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Mr. Karadmand is the husband of one of my patients. He's a very good lawyer. You won't be able to do anything in this case on your own without a lawyer.
Aunt Homer is right. You need to have a lawyer, Mehdi.
So? Should I call him?
How much will he charge?
It doesn't matter. You won't be able to beat Mr. Fani on your own. He seems experienced with these kinds of things.
Listen to Aunt Homer.
It's obvious that when a person like him makes something up like that to frame you, he's a sneaky con artist. You will need a lawyer.
He's a crook, you know that. God knows how many people he's ripped off and how many lives he's ruined.
Should I give him a call?
Call him, Aunt Homer. But when all the evidence is stacked against me, how is a lawyer going to help me?
Mr. Fani's hired a lawyer even though all the evidence is on his side. Why shouldn't you have a lawyer? You should let an expert take care of it.
Hello.
Hi.
Why is it so dark in here? I honestly don't know how you can sit in the dark like this. Why wouldn't you open the door? I thought you weren't home. I was about to leave. Didn't you think I'd be worried about you?
I don't have anywhere to go.
Why is the place a mess?
Don't touch anything, Faranak. I'll clean it myself.
Okay. But let me tidy up a bit, all right? It's a big mess. Saha, are you okay?
Yes.
Hey, did that guy bother you again?
No.
Stop beating yourself up, Saha. Try to think about the bad things that Farad did so you can forget about him more easily.
These days I think about nothing except Farhad's bad points.
Well then, shouldn't you be happy you got rid of him? You shouldn't be curled up on the couch crying your eyes out like this.
I'm crying because of my stupidity.
It's stupid to sit here, moping around, worrying about your stupidity.
Do you remember this cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to watch it with me and Siamak and Dariush. Do you know how long it's been since I last saw her?
Well, let's go see her now. What is it? You're not the type of person who can live alone, Saha. So stop being lonely.
I can't even look my mother in the eyes anymore.
Okay, fine. Don't look at her. Look at the ground while you're apologizing and tell her that you made a mistake. Ask her to forgive you. Trust me, it'll get much easier. I promise you that's all you need to do, Saha.
I'm sorry for making you upset as well.
Don't say that. I swear to God, I'm really worried about you. Stop crying now. It's enough.
Can you pour me a cup of tea, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Look at what that jerk has sent me.
Which jerk now? Farad.
Read it.
Let's see. Who sent this to you?
It's Mr. Sufi. The guy at the car dealership where I got my car from.
Uh-huh. How rude. What a jerk. Didn't you say anything back?
No, I can't be bothered.
What do you mean? He's threatening you. Let me say something to him at least.
Forget it. He's just annoyed because he called me a few times and I didn't answer him. He's so stupid for creating evidence against himself. I can go to the police station right now and sue him.
If I were you, I'd call him at once and tell him you'll sue him if he were to do anything like that again.
I don't even want to talk to him, but if he bothers me again, I'll make sure to go to the police station and file a complaint against him. So what happened to my tea?
I'm about to pour it. Are you upset because of that loser?
No, I've just been feeling down since this morning.
Oh dear. It's because you sit at home all day. Here, let's drink our tea and go out for a bit. I'm sure you'll feel better once you've been out and got some fresh air in your lungs.
Thank you so much.
How funny.
What can you do? Well, you know. What kind of a stupid person leaves his car here?
Whose is it?
I don't know. I'll go ask the security guard. He might know.
Hello, ma'am. I'm really sorry for putting my car here. I'm Mr. Zizi, your new neighbor. I live in unit number 5. I'm really sorry we had to meet each other like this.
It doesn't matter.
I wanted to leave my car outside, but the guard insisted I put my car here. He said you hardly move your car. I apologize once again. Excuse me.
That's all right.
Hey, you only just got the car and you've already scratched it.
What scratch?
Where did you hit it? Look.
I didn't scratch it. I haven't even moved the car since that day we went out together.
Oh.
Excuse me. I know someone who can fix it for you. If you want, I can give you his address so that you can take it to him. I'm sure a simple polish would fix it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I haven't received my remote control yet. Could you please open the door so that I can take my car out?
We're about to leave. If you want, you can park your car here.
No, I've already troubled you too much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry again for all the trouble I caused you, ma'am. Goodbye.
You know, he seemed like a pretty decent guy. We probably shouldn't have talked like that behind his back. Haven't you seen him before?
No, you heard him. He just moved here.
And you keep telling me that all men are exactly the same. Do you see what a gentleman he was back there? He was too ashamed to even look us in the face.
That guy did it.
Who?
Mrs. Fatullahi's son.
The guy who proposed to you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything bad. Where are you going, Sahar?
I'm going to go speak to his mother so she can talk some sense into him.
Don't worry about it.
How can I not worry about it? I can't live here like this.
You've got to move out of here sooner or later. If you do it quietly, it'll be better for you.
How am I going to leave? I just renewed my tenancy agreement. The landlord won't give me my money until the end of the year.
Aren't you saying all the neighbors are sick and tired of this guy?
Yes.
Well, talking to someone like that is useless, isn't
it? What should I do then? Should I just let him do whatever he wants?
No. Go and speak to your landlord and tell him everything that you've told me. Ask him to give you your money back so that you can move out of here.
Well, suppose he gives my money back. What do I do after?
You'll go rent somewhere else. That guy doesn't seem like he'll give up anytime soon.
Come on, Faranak. Give me a break. I can't be bothered moving again. And you know what landlords are like. They tell you to leave before the year's over. I have to constantly move from one place to another. And I haven't got anyone to help me. Besides, do you think anyone would let a single person like me rent a decent place?
Well, how about you sell everything, including your car, and buy an apartment for yourself?
I don't have enough money. What are you talking about?
I'll even lend you all my money. How's that?
I need 100 million tomans. Have you got that much?
Well, go and buy a place in a cheaper suburb. You don't have to live here.
The 100 million I was asking for was to buy an apartment in a cheaper suburb. I can't buy a house around here with the money I've got. Go read the newspapers for a bit so you know how expensive things are.
Okay, fine.
Why did he do such a thing?
It's okay, stop worrying. We'll tell Mr. Azizi's friend to fix up the place for you. Let's go ready. Come on.
God help me.
I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Call Farad and tell him they're bothering you here. Tell him to give you a bit more money so that you can buy a place for yourself.
Don't even think about it.
Why not? You'll get the money and then you can go somewhere else to live. You'll get a new phone number too. Everything will work out. I reckon you shouldn't even ask him for the money before anything.
Give me a break. Have you forgotten what I went through to get this money from him? He would never have given it to me if he wasn't afraid of his wife finding out.
Well then, make him feel afraid again.
No. He'll think I want to keep blackmailing him over and over again. He'll think it's going to go on forever. I'd think the same thing if I were in his place. If I ask him for money again, I'm sure he'll hurt me instead of giving me any money at all.
What's wrong?
It's him.
Where are you going?
Let go of me for a minute.
Sahar, you live in this building too. Don't get into an argument with him.
Let me go and at least tell him off so he knows he shouldn't overstep his boundaries again.
That's not the way, Sahar. When we come back, go to the building manager and tell him everything. If he continues bothering you again, then go to the police station.
زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردی های من دوباره بیخه، بد افشار راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف تر چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی